Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
Some belief, doch. Abudi Kavi, founder of Mindful Matters. Our K goodness, the empathy king. Talk to us, my good sir.
Good morning, Fresh family. Good morning, more specifically to the Fresh Breakfast family. Good morning, Shaquan. And your goals. And good morning, bra NSK umes midure midure.
How are you?
Sirage nizekniragi guamai.
And
then obviously today is Wednesday. That means it is time for my gents, and that means K goodness is on your radio. And today is my gents as we huddle as brothers, and we are on our final episode for Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. I want to just, and I think I've done this before and I'll continue to do this. I want to talk to my brothers. I want to holler at my brothers and I want to say, gentlemen, we cannot wait for anyone else to come make the difference in our lives as far as our mental health is concerned. The ball is in our court. One, to start talking, man. We don't talk enough. Let us start talking. Find a brother to talk to. Find a trusted colleague or somebody, just start talking, man. Holding it in, suppressing it is killing us one by one, day by day. If you look at the suicide stats, man, it's crazy. At least one man takes his life in the world every minute, every 60 seconds, a man commits suicides. And it's terrible. And that's because we're not talking. Let us start talking, man. Number two, let us start showing up for each other, gents. Start showing up for that brother. Start calling that brother. Start hugging that brother. You know, a hug changes so much. You know, sometimes that's all we need. We just need someone to hold us, man. And then, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's really, really nothing wrong with that. Let's start showing up for each other. Let's start, even if it's just sitting in silence together. But ultimately, what we want is to help a brother rid the burden of pain, the burden of pressure, the burden of stress on his soul, on his mind, and on his heart. So let us start showing up for each other. Number three, brothers, it is difficult, and I still struggle with this one. We need to start crying more. Women survive longer because literally they cry about everything. Everything, and that is one, it's a prayer to God. When words fail you, your tears are a prayer to God. Two, it is one of the greatest emotional releases or an alleviation of pressure, that of emotional pressure intenseness that you can bring in is to cry. So as brothers, we need to cry more. Stress at work, man. Go sit in the corner and cry. Stress in the relationship, find a brother you can cry to. Pressure at home, the siblings, with the parents, find a place where you can comfortably cry. So yeah, let's cry. Let us cry as much as possible. And that was number four, is brothers, we need to start educating women, and we need to be intentional about it, about speaking about how we want to be treated, where we need help, and how women want to see us. In as stubborn as they may be, forgive me ladies, it will take persistent pressure from us as men on the women of our generation to be able to understand and raise a better generation and better help men. So not attack the ladies for who they are, in the same way that we struggle with who we are, women struggle with who they are and how they are naturally made up, or how naturally built. So let us work together to educate women. It is on us men to educate women on how we want to be treated, on how we want to be helped, on how we want our feelings to be taken into consideration, and how we want women to show up for us. But most importantly, it is on us men to do the work. We can't wait for women to do the work. Yes, I know women are naturally nurturers, and women are naturally very good at planning events and putting things together and showing up for events and so on, but we need to do this for ourselves. We need to create the safe havens. We need to start showing up to these events and these safe havens created, because it is for the betterment of ourselves and for the good of a generation of men that is really, really struggling. Brothers, I love you. I appreciate you. You are worth it. You are good enough. You are doing good. I would rather carry the burden of your tears than carry your casket on my shoulder. And I'm sure a lot of your brothers around you carry the same sentiment. So reach out to a brother. Let's start talking. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K-Goodness. Cheers.
I would rather carry the burden of your tears than your casket. Whew. Wow.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.